Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishpas Harim Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in a Dorim Daf Choftes. The Gemara in Daf at the top of the Amud says, Omar Ramnuna Gedusha Shabahem Leheichon Holcha. How can it be that a Gedusha leaves something on its own? If there's no Pidyon, if you don't come and redeem the Gedusha, Gedusha always remains unless something took it away. Here, two Nikudas over here just to learn from this Gemara. One is, some of them first should point out, what's brought down in the Kisvei Ha'ari, that every time there was Gedusha in a place, even though the Gedusha left, there's always something called Reshimu. Reshimu means the Roshim of the Gedusha always remains. Nothing is completely emptied out from Gedusha. You can't say Gedusha disappeared. If there was Gedusha over here, even though it went away, there's some Reshimu. That's the idea, the Beis HaMikdash, even after the Churban, there's still Gedusha by Mekoy Mesehem. There's a Gedusha in the place where things happen. It never completely disappeared. Always something will remain. And Mimele, if something remains, you can rebuild from there something new. There's also a Hayro and Avodas Hashem, that when a person went and did some kind of a Hishtadlus, he tried to start something of Gedusha. He started a Shul, he started a Chabura, something started, and then it stopped. Don't think that nothing stayed over here. There was some roishim that happened. Because Gedusha doesn't just disappear. Gedusha, some Gedusha always remains. And this is also what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It says that a person who learned Torah, obviously a person learned and did not try to remember, didn't do chazaris, he didn't review what he learned, so then it's a problem, as the Gemara says, they're very bad things it says about somebody who causes the Torah to be forgotten. For a person who tried his best, or he didn't have enough time, or he did chazaris and did not help him. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the name of the Arizal, that any Torah a person learned in this life will remain with him for the world to come, and you'll be able to learn this Torah in the world to come. Why? Because every Torah that a person learns leaves a reshimu, leaves some kind of a roshim, some kind of a leftover in his body and his mind. And mimeli as shaykhas in this Torah, he can learn this Torah lost and lovely. There's a reason that a person should learn even things he feels he'll never be able to remember. Because at least he learned it once, so at least he has shaykhes to it. We just started now the new cycle, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. I give a shiur in it, everybody's welcome to join. The Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, one can feel Yerushalmi, I'll never be able to actually remember it and know it. And even if that's true, at least a person is able to connect to a part of Torah. That if he learned it, so in the world to come, you'll be able to come and review it and know it very well. Because every Gedusha leaves a Rishimu, that's based on the Arizal. One more Nekudo, the Gemara tells us over here that if a Gedusha was not Nivda, meaning there was no action to take away the Gedusha, so then the Gedusha remains. You need to do a Pidyon. Says the Imre Emes, that's the Pshat and the Chag of Purim. Because Bish Shlomo, every other Yom Tev, in Shabbos, you have Avdolo, you have something that removes the Gedusha. Obviously, there's some Gedusha that remains, but the main Gedusha goes away. But on Purim, their Purim is a weekday. Purim doesn't have anything removing the Gedusha. So therefore, in Purim, it says, Lo Yosu Mizarum, Purim will remain with us forever. Because Gedusha that happened, if there's nothing that removes the Gedusha remains forever. As the Gemara says, Gedusha Sheboim Leichon Hocho, Gedusha doesn't just disappear, something needs to be removed. And if it's not removed, so the Gedusha remains. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.